Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Let's go. We're talking about faith, how it's released. Let's go to Mark chapter 5. Mark 5. And let's begin reading concerning the woman that was healed from the issue of blood in verse 25. No, I'll tell you what. Now, let's go back to the 21st verse. Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side. Much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. Verse 22, behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him. He didn't say anything to him. He just went with him. Jairus fell at his feet. He didn't even wait till he got off that seashore. He was out there pacing up and down waiting for him. And he fell at his feet. Now put some things together. This is the same synagogue where Jairus is leader of the synagogue. It's the same synagogue the centurion built. Same synagogue. It's Jesus' hometown synagogue. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, it's good when you see things put together like that, isn't it? So, he made his faith statement. She shall live. Jesus went with him. Much people followed him and thronged him, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, had spent all that she had, was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, now remember, Jesus said, believe it in your heart and say it with your mouth. That is the first. That is the first fundamental of faith. Believe it in your heart and say it with your mouth. What's the second? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10, 17. Right? All right. So we know she heard the word. How do we know that? Because faith came. We just, the Spirit of God didn't see fit to tell us how she heard it. But she's a shut-in. Now, she's been messed with this thing for 12 years. And the woman's bleeding to death. She's a shut-in. It's against Levitical law for her to be out in public with this issue of blood. She could be stoned for that. If I may touch but his clothes, I will be whole. And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Now let's back up. I want to go back down into that again. Suffered many things of many physicians. Many, many physicians. So we know she forgave the physicians. Many physicians. cost her everything she had, and she wasn't any better. She was worse. So she had to believe God to overcome what they had done to her body. Well, it's obvious she forgave the physicians, and it's obvious she heard the word. Now, she had somebody relaying stuff in there. Now, here's what you have to remember. If you can lose sight of things, the whole 18th chapter of Matthew, when he talk about if any two of you on earth shall agree, is touching anything that they shall ask. Go back and read that carefully, not just the 18th chapter. Read down into that and you will see he was in the house. He was teaching in his own home. Huh? Hearing all of that, somebody is relaying what they heard because it's just down the street from where this woman lived. It's a good place to shout amen right there. Amen? Now later, right here in the Book of Mark, he was in the house when they broke up the rooftop. Now, since the Lord didn't tell us, but the Bible said he saw their faith, you know, four crazy friends, and the man, after all, they had to carry him up on that roof. Boy, it took some faith on his part, didn't it? Now, I've heard that in different ways, but as I was praying about this, I began to see it. He's in the same shape that the woman that was healed from this issue of blood. He's in the same shape as her. He's a shut-in. Right there in the same place, he's got people relaying to him. I don't think the four crazy friends came to him. I think he called for them and said, boys, y'all got to get me over there. He's in town. He's teaching. He's right there in the house. It's just right down the street here. You're going to have to get me in there. If you can get me in there in front of him, I tell you, I'll be healed. Just get me in there. Get me in there. And they got over there and they couldn't get anywhere close to it. The finest donkeys in the land's parked out there, man. This was not a hostile crowd. I think he's the one that said, all right, guys, now listen, I'm not going to give up. No. What do you think about that, Kate? He said, I'm not going to let you give up. I'm not going to let you give up. You think you could get me up on that roof? I don't care for tearing that roof up. It's his. He won't care. Just get me down there in front. Don't you drop me off there. I said, okay, Charlie, you came? Yeah, get me up there right now before I quit here. Okay. Oh, God, help me. Oh, God, help me. Then they did it. Yeah, right. Jesus. Cheer up, boy. That's what he said, cheer up. Your sins are forgiven you. Oh, who can do that but God? But when he got up and went home, they said, I guess he can. He said, whether it's easier to say, your sins be forgiven you, arise, take up your bed and go home. That you know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the man sick of the palsy, rise, take up your bed and go home. Are you listening to me? It's the same power that heals, that forgives. It's the same power that forgives, that heals. Now that's insight into why God demanded that we forgive. That's healing power. That's healing power. And if you won't forgive, you can't receive healing. Because you're rejecting the power that heals, because you're rejecting the power that forgives. It's all the same thing. Amen goes right there. Amen. Praise God goes right there. Now come on, y'all. Some of y'all help me here. These white people don't know what to do. You're supposed to be praising God. You're supposed to be shouting, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to His name. She said it, and she did it, and she got it. Jairus said it, he did it, and he got it. Jesus, glory to God, Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that dunamis, say it, dunamis. That Greek word is power. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and dunamis. Dunamis, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Now notice, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? The disciples said unto him, you see the multitude thronging in, sayest thou, who touched me? He looked around about her that had done this thing. The woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, your faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole. That meant her finances. That meant not only was her body healed, she immediately started gaining weight. Her prosperity angels were out there working to get back everything that disease had cost her. She's made whole. She's made whole. She's made whole. Glory to God, she's made whole, I said. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Made whole. Her faith did it. We know it was dunamis power coming out of him. It was anointing coming out of him. He never said anything about his anointing. Her faith is the thing that connected with that anointing and pulled it out of him. Her faith did it. Not one time. Not in all the book of Acts, not in all the New Testament. Not one time that Jesus, not one time that one apostle, not one time that any of them ever say, my anointing is what heals you. No, these men knew they were apostles. Your faith did it. Now notice, she was aware of that power going in her body. Straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up. And then she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. She didn't feel it and then believe it. She'd have still been in the house if she'd have waited for that and died in there, believing if she could just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. Believing that, believing with all of her heart. But she could have said, because see, she didn't, had she not acted on it, faith has to have corresponding action. Faith has to have action to go with it, or it's dead. It's just dead faith. I know if I could touch his garment, I could be made whole. I know I would. But look at me. I'm skin and bones. I'm laying here in the floor bleeding now. I can't go out there. Jairus is right there. He's the leader of the synagogue. I used to go to that synagogue. I can't go over there anymore with this blood. And they'll stone me if they catch me out there. No, she said, she'd have died right there in that room. No, she said, I'm going out there. So she's going to sneak out there. Then won't nobody see me. Maybe Jairus won't even know I'm there. I'll get my healing and I get my health back. I'll go to synagogue and I'll say, I'm here. But it didn't work like that. Jesus said, uh-oh. Somebody touched me. I believe it was the hand of the Lord. Somebody touched my clothes. Who did that?
She said, me.
J.I. was just standing thinking, come on. Oh, we got to go here, boss. Come on. My baby. Come on. But he never said anything. Don't you know it thrilled him when he said, daughter? Jesus called her daughter. And it's Jairus' daughter. And even he just started heading back on over to Jairus' place. And if you just take some time to do some study, Jesus' home was right there next to the synagogue. And the blind guys followed him right out of Jairus' house, right next door to his house, and went right on in his house without even asking. Because everybody did that. So he got them in there and got them out of the crowd. Said, you believe I can do that? They said, yea, Lord. Be it done unto you as you have believed. They got their sight back. Isn't it wonderful? Yeah. But now right in the middle of all of that, the death messenger came. Read it in the 8th chapter of the book of Luke sometime. Oh, man. They came up and said, your little daughter's dead. Why trouble the master any longer? Jairus had already said all he's going to say. He said his faith. But you notice, now remember, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Every word that Jesus said brought faith. Every word he said brought faith. He didn't even let Jairus answer them. I mean, they're crammed in there together. He didn't even let Jairus answer him. He said, stop the fear, believe only, she'll be made whole. How did he deal with death? He dealt with fear. Stop the fear. Believe only, she will be made whole. I'm talking to you today. I'm talking to you tonight. Stop the fear. Believe only, you will be made whole. Stop the fear. Believe only, you will be made whole. Glory be to God. Stop the fear. Believe only, your husband will be made whole. Stop the fear. Believe only, your wife will be made whole. Stop the fear. Believe only, your child will be made whole. Stop the fear. Believe only, your marriage will be made whole. I heard it this afternoon in my prayer time for this meeting. I heard it bold. I heard it loudly. I heard God say, someone is going to be healed of AIDS in this meeting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know whether it's here or whether it's online or on the network, but I know somebody, maybe more than one somebody, is going to receive healing from that horrible disease. Amen. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, you just don't understand. I brought it on myself. Well, so what? What else did you bring on yourself? God's not holding you responsible for bringing that on yourself. All sickness and all disease is under the curse. And we've been redeemed from the curse. Jesus was made to be a curse for us. Thank you, Lord. AIDS is not a new disease. It just got a different name. No such thing as a new disease. Glory to God. Are we getting anywhere with the word? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And when he was come in, they saith unto him, he said, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and mother of the damsel out. You have to see this. You have to get it. And them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. He took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, damsel, I say unto you. He used his faith. He believed it in his heart, and he said it with his mouth, and he made a specific example of using his faith. I say unto you, arise. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Jairus said, come lay your hands on him. He took the damsel by the hand. He did exactly what Jairus said. He could have just said it. No. He did what Jairus said. Faith stopped him in the middle. Faith took him to his house. And then faith stopped him in the middle of the street and healed that woman. Jairus said, come put your hands on her and she will live. Never said another word. Now, where did he get that kind of faith? Well, he had heard Jesus preach in that synagogue. They were good friends. He heard him preach. Now, the Pharisees didn't like it, but Jairus did, along with the other people. They loved him, man. Believed every word he said. Thank you, Lord. A little rough on him, though, when he run all the kinfolks out. You know, he went away from a really good opportunity to cave in.
I'm your wife's very own mother. That's my grandbaby laying in there. I told you not to marry that fool. You just gone crazy. He gone after this crazy Jesus guy preacher. Nobody believes. Nobody can. The Pharisees hate him. They hate him. They hate him. And now I hate him. He don't let me tell you. Anyway, I'm going. Keep your hands off me.
Had to get all that unbelief out. Purge the room just like he purged the temple. So faith could work.
For over 50 years, Kenneth Copeland has taught Christians how to go from the milk of the word to the meat, preaching the uncompromised word of faith. Now you can hear his very first televised teaching broadcast with the Word of Faith 1971 broadcast DVD series. Revolutionary in its time, relevant for today. These anointed messages are full of the life-transforming power of the Word of Faith. Discover the spiritual force of faith. Learn how you can use it, like a mechanic uses a tool, to produce victory in every area of your life. God's Word is full of His promises for your victory. From finances to relationships, ministry to health, use the same principles Jesus used to have an abundant life. Believe the Word of God, say what you believe, and see your life transform. You don't have to wait till heaven to walk in victory. Jesus already paid the price. Walk in the fullness of His victory today.
Request your free offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. These resources will help guide you in further understanding God's Word. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call us 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Be sure to request your free offer today.
I trust that you caught what you heard today. The first fundamental of faith is to believe with your heart and to say it with your mouth. Now, when you keep all that faith locked up on the inside, it's got nowhere to go, but you put it to work by releasing it with your words. And that's exactly what God did when He created all of this. When He said, light be, light was. And that same creative power is on the inside of you, but you have to choose today to speak words of life. And there are people that say, well, I don't know about all that talking stuff. But listen, if this stuff doesn't work, then you're not saved. I'm not born again, because that is how we are born again, this talking stuff. You believe it in your heart and you say it with your mouth. Now, if you're watching this and you don't know what I'm talking about, you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, then today is the day of your salvation. And it's simple. You just believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. I want you to pray this right out loud right now after me. Just say, Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. I believe in my heart that Jesus lived for me, died for me, rose again for me, and I confess with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord. Take my life, Lord Jesus. Do something with it and fill me with your Holy Spirit. I am a new creation in you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, you have been born again. There is new life on the inside of you. And you say, well, is that it? Well, it's just the beginning of it. There is so much going on in you right now. And we want to help you find out who you are in Jesus, who Jesus is in you. That's why we've got this book we want to send to you totally free. This is called Our Salvation Package. It's a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. You're going to find out what Jesus has done for you, who you are in Him, and who He is in you. And along with that, we're going to send you a couple of brochures that just help you learn how to read, how to study your Bible. And again, this is totally free. It's a gift to you. And if you want it, just go to kcm.org to request your free copy. Thanks for watching today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast is made available to you free by the partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org and request your free copy on DVD, CD, or as a digital download. Shipping charges may apply. At kcm.org, you can also access many free word-based resources to help you build your faith. Stay connected with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or our YouTube channel. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
So come together, worship together, and know this, that the greatest is yet to come. The value of prayer is more than you've ever known. And the times of prayer, the times of intercession, have come to a place where it's no longer so much of the groaning, but the praising and the shouting, for the victory has come. Hallelujah!
April 2nd through 4th, Kenneth Copeland welcomes you to the 2020 Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri, USA. April 23rd through 25th, join Kenneth Copeland at the Sacramento Victory Campaign at the Calvary Christian Center in Sacramento, California, USA. June 29th through July 4th, get ready to celebrate faith and freedom at the West Coast Believers Convention in Ontario, California, USA. August 3rd through 8th, bring your whole family to the Southwest Believers Convention at the Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, USA. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.